But some people insist that he has not left London for many years. Maybe he only travels in his head. He is a very private man, and he does not have many friends. The only time he speaks to other people is at the Reform Club, where he goes to read newspapers and play cards. He does not play to win. He plays for the enjoyment of the game. He often wins, but he does not keep the money. He gives it to charity. He likes to see his games as a challenge that does not require any physical effort. He has lunch at the Reform Club every day, in the same room, at the same table. He goes home at midnight. He lives in his house in Savile Row, a good address in central London. No one ever goes there except his manservant, who must always be on time and be completely loyal to Phileas Fogg. In fact, this very morning, his manservant lost his job because the water he brought Phileas Fogg was too hot to shave with. And this is where our story begins. Phileas Fogg was sitting in his armchair waiting for his new manservant at some time between 11 and 11:30. At exactly 11:30, Mr. Fogg goes to the Reform Club. He looked up at the hands of the large clock by the wall that counted every second with a loud tick. There was a knock at the door, and a young man of about 30 came in.